Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm joined by director Jose Esteban Alenda. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Here with the film Sin Fin, Not the End is the English title, right?
Exactly, yes.
For the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with the film, would you like to just briefly introduce it so that we can just start talking about it a little bit more?
Of course, Sin Fin is the story of a couple, Javier and Maria, and it describes the two most important days in their lives. The day they meet for the first time, and fast forward the story 15 years, and it's the way that the contrast between that first illuminated day and this probably the last day of this relationship.
By the way, is this working for you, the walking and talking?
Yes, I'm always the same.
Okay, so it's the first time I've done this, so we should make aware the listeners that if we're kind of going all over the place with our words, it's because we have to do two things at the same time. So that's too much. But anyways, time travel is obviously key to this film. Why explore this theme in particular?
Well, I think that science fiction is always a really interesting way of presenting in the characters dilemmas than in other ways. In a realistic approach, it's really difficult to do. I mean, it's always nice for us to use in this film the excuse of time traveling in order to, you know, bring that issue of second chances and what if I had the chance to save my beloved person, and even if I have the chance to say something to somebody that I didn't have the courage to do or whatever. So I think it was great to use that kind of approach in order to present, you know, this kind of dilemmas that at the end it really reveals the human nature of decisions and the way we are.
Meanwhile, we found a bench. There's an empty bench over there. Maybe we can finally sit down. So that's interesting. But also, I heard in the Q&A after the screening another interesting fact, that you shot the film in 24 hours.
No, 24 days.
24 hours would be crazy, would be 24
great.
Days?
I could make 24 movies.
Yeah. But 24 days is still pretty, especially for a movie like this, is still not a lot of time.
No, it was really complicated. As I was explaining in the Q&A, especially regarding the characterization of the actors, which was kind of difficult because playing with the past and the present, they were, different characterizations. And in Javier, for instance, when he's in the present, his beard is fake and is made one by one. I mean, one hair by one white hair. It's
wow.
Yes, it was 2 hours of makeup every single day. And with Maria with the wig, it was not 2 hours, but at the same time, were kind of difficult. So it was a challenge from the production design, if I can say, but also emotionally speaking, especially for the actors, because the same day they had to, you know, had to investigate emotions that were really, really, really different.
Different, and also different ages.
Exactly, different ages, and the which is something we speak about in the movie, the perspective of things. I mean, it's not the same when you are young, when you understand the your actions are the way you are with this perspective of 15 years of relationship, although we only see 2 days in that relationship. But it's nice for us. It was we normally work with this kind of limitations. We need in our case we need to work with limitations, otherwise we cannot. I mean, we have a lot of imagination, I guess, like every single filmmaker. So for us, it was kind of vital to really limit the movie to 2 days in order to tell the whole story.
This is fascinating to me. You actually find stimulations, limitations stimulating, right? Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yes, I mean,
do you impose limitations on yourself when you're working, you and your brother are working?
Yes. We normally it's something that we need to have normally we use a timeline of the time level of the story has to be really short.
Yeah.
In this case, it's not short because it's 15 years, but it's only 2 days. We really need to stick. We have other short films that we made some other kind of limitations, like the there was a short film where we decided that the main actress, the main protagonist of the short film, she couldn't leave the bathroom, for instance, and the camera would be all the time in the bathroom. We need sometimes to challenge ourselves in order to, you know, to speak about whatever we want to speak about.
That's great. That's amazing. So, okay, so the structure of the film is another thing that I'm very impressed by because, you know, it's very much, it's not linear. You know, in some cases, it's very much non-linear than others. And I was just wondering, working on this film, did you find that challenging?
Yes, of course. I mean, that was the main issue, structure-wise. That was the main issue. But it at the end, in the script and the first cuts of the movie, there were more jumps between past and present. And there was a moment when we realized that we didn't need that kind of so many changes and so many jumps between past and present, and we changed that a little bit in the editing. But it was challenging, but at the same time, I mean, it is always, for us, it was like the way to save the story. I mean, for it was safer. Can you say safer?
Yeah.
It was safer for us to have this structure because we were able to find a lot of things in the editing to work the contrast between past and present, between the actions of the past and between the and also one of the things we really thought about also was the time, how much time of the story would be present, how much time would be past, because for us the important part was the present, not the past. But in the film and there's more past than present.
Yeah.
It's funny, but at the end, I mean, for us it was really good, really interesting to try and work that balance between both.
I also think that, you know, film in general is an art form that adapts itself to various concepts of time. I don't know if you find that idea fascinating, of just cinema and time, the way when we watch a film we're watching it, but by the time that we perceive it, it's already passed, you know.
Yes, and cinema is about manipulating time all the time. Obviously. So yes, I mean, concept of time in cinema is, I think it's something that it's always really interesting to explore new ways of, you know, reflecting or portraying time.
So we mentioned that this film, you co-directed this film with your brother, so a filmmaking team there. How do you share the tasks between you, if there's a way?
No, we have been working together for the last, I mean, we began separately. I mean, I produced and my brother directed, and I think we've shot 5 short films together and this feature film. And I don't know, each project is completely different with the way we approach it, because we don't work like some other team directors. That normally one of them is more not interested, but is more focused in directing actors, and the other one more in the technical side. It's not in our experience and the way we approach things. No, we normally there's one of us that has the idea of the story, and always if there's any discussion between us, we have this rule that if normally the 90% of the decisions, we make the same decision. So
yeah, yeah.
But there's that 10% that if there's some kind of discussion, it prevails the opinion of the one that wrote the story from the beginning, who had the idea.
Right.
So it works for us, and it depends. We normally do the same, every single process together. But in the set, there's only one voice. That's something we really understood, and we really discovered that it's always, although we don't speak the same, but we have the same idea, the same approach. We do a lot of pre-production and development, so we know perfectly the story, and we know how we feel about the story, but the way we communicate is different. And in a 24-day shooting, it's impossible to have two authoritative voices.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a brother myself. So, but it's interesting that you both felt this need to filmmake, to be filmmakers. So, I mean, where did that inspiration come from?
Well, we are our father. He was a producer and distributor. So it's funny. I mean, the thing is that my father died like 20 years ago, and when my father died, my brother was studying architecture and I was studying business administration. So we weren't that interested in film business, on filmmaking and so. But one day my brother, he came up with an idea, and I said, well, I will produce you. I don't know what's that, but I will produce you. And he said, I will direct. We didn't know. So we had the worst experience ever. Was our first short film, and there was a moment when I was watching my brother coming by and I saw his face, and why do I have to do this? But we did a second experience and a second short film, and we began to really understand the process and understand that it was a great way to express ourselves.
So. Nice, interesting. That's a great backstory. So we're going to have to wrap it up, but I can't really end this. I hope you will forgive my next question, because I can't end the interview without asking it. If you could go back in time and change anything about your life, what would you? Is there anything that you could talk about that you would change?
Yes. How do you say a fine? Fine? The multa?
Fine. Oh, yeah.
The other day they put me a fine.
A Can ticket, you say
a ticket?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I will travel back in time to park the car in the place I should have done it.
This is interesting. If you could go back in time and be anyone, this could go on forever, man. We're going to wrap it up. But do you want to answer that?
No, I would love to be Michel Gondry for one day.
Oh.
For instance, it's not traveling back in time, but I think I would have loved to be Michel Gondry one day in the setting of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I think that would be great.
There you go. That's another film that plays with time. And Michel Gondry is a presence at this festival.
Exactly.
So we're feeling his presence right now in a way. Thank you very much for joining us.
It
was a great pleasure.
Great. Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.